It is always instructive. It is always enlightening. It is sometimes literally scintillating to turn to the pages of the Word of God and see what it has to say and how relevantly it speaks to our time and to our lives. That will be true tonight as we turn in our Bibles to the first chapter of Romans, Romans chapter 1. And we're going to be looking at a somewhat familiar portion of Scripture to anyone who is a student of the Bible, Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 18 and running through the end of this chapter. I'm going to read just the first verse to set the stage for the unfolding of this profound truth. Romans 1:18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." This section is about the wrath of God. Admittedly, not a popular subject, certainly not a popular subject in the world, and not even a very popular subject in the church, but an absolutely critical and central subject to any understanding of the gospel, the wrath of God. Now, there are a number of different aspects to the wrath of God. There is what we could call eternal wrath, because it is the punishment that God brings upon unbelieving sinners forever in hell. That's eternal wrath, and the Bible speaks often of that. There is also eschatological wrath, that is the wrath of God that is released at the end of the world, described by some of the Old Testament prophets, described by Jesus Christ Himself in the Olivet Discourse, and clearly laid out for us in the book of Revelation. Eschatological wrath, that aspect of God's wrath that is released at the end of the world. There is also what we could call cataclysmic wrath, like a tsunami, a volcano, a hurricane, an earthquake, a plane flying into the Twin Towers, resulting in thousands of deaths. Cataclysms happen in this world, and they are a reflection of the judgment of God. There is also what you could